Tov. So as we talked about Hilchot Avilut, when the last discussion was Machok Tanaim, about when someone who needs to be Mitavel joins an already existing Avilut. That is, if he was supposed to be Mitavel, but he only joined the second or third day. And the Gemara said that if the Gedol HaBayit started mourning, so you just join his mourning wherever he's at. According to Tanakama, within the first 2 days, according to Rabbi Shimon, even if you join only on the last day. Okay, so we'll clear that discussion. Ibai lehu. Halach Gedol HaBayit betikvot, mau. Right, what happens if the Gedol HaBayit, the owner of the house, goes to the Beit Kvot, to the cemetery? So is Machok Drishnim how exactly to understand this question? Either we're asking about what happens when someone joins an existing Sheva, but the Gedol HaBayit isn't there. Right, so we said the whole point of joining a Sheva and not counting from day one is because you're Batel to the Gedol HaBayit. If it's not actually there, maybe you shouldn't be Batel. Alternatively, the question is about the Gedol HaBayit himself. If the Gedol HaBayit goes to the feud, does he have stuff from day one when he gets back, or can he join the rest of the family wherever they're up to? So, Mao Tashma, Dama Bukhiya Baraba Rabbi Yochanan, Afilo Lach Gedol HaBayit Beit Kvot, Munei Mahen. Okay, so even if the Gedol HaBayit goes to the Kvot, he just joins the existing Sheva. So when I ask, Munei Mahen Vatani Munei Latzmo, that seems contradictory. A different Bretta, which says he counts for himself. No kasha had to begot lata had lo ata begot lata. So it depends. If he comes in the first 3 days, then he joins the existing Sheva. If he comes afterwards, then he starts from day one. He had the marlo rav livnei hatzlafuni, the atu begot lata limnu behadaychu. Whoever comes in the first 3 days should just join the existing Sheva. The lo ata begot lata limnu nashayu. And if they come afterwards, then they have to start from day one. Amalu rav livnei mechoza. Rabbi said to the people who live in mechoza, atum delo tzitzit tar alsa, since you do not follow the funeral, the person being buried, so you should start counting your Shivat Mevelut the moment you turn your, from the gates. In other words, usually you start the 7 days of Avelut from when the person is buried. Now, Rav is saying, since there was a practice of people who died in Bavel being buried in Israel, or people who died in Mechoza being buried in a different city, so the people following the funeral start counting Shiva not from when he's buried, but rather from when they leave the funeral procession. Even if he's not going to be buried for a few more days, that's when they start counting Shiva. Fine. Rabbi Shimon said, even if someone comes on Sabbath day, he still joins the existing Shiva. Right? Seventh day is problematic, because we said the seventh day, and already in the morning, the Avelim stops singing Shiva. So this idea that if you join the Shiva late, you can just join their counting and not count from day one, is only if on the seventh day they're still sitting Shiva. They're still Menachamim there, giving Tanchumim. How exactly do we define the end? Is it when the Menachamim move the house? Is it what happens if they're about to get up, but they didn't yet get up? Teiko. It's not exactly at what point you can draw the line and say, here the Shiva is over. So the friend of Rabbi Abba Bar Chiya learned from Rabbi Abba, Umanu, who is his friend, Rabbi Zeira. The Amrida, a different version is that Chavrid Rabbi Zeira Mir Rabbi Zeira. Rabbi Zeira is learned from Rabbi Zeira, Umanu, Rabbi Abba Bar Chiya Bar Abba. He was Rabbi Zeira's friend. Whatever. Someone learned from someone, Amr Rabbi Yochanan, Halacha Rabbi Shimon Gamliel B'Trefot, Halacha Rabbi Shimon B'Avel. Okay, so two Psikat Halacha. Rabbi Shimon B'Avel had a Maran. So that's a reference to the same we just had, that Rabbi Shimon says, even on seventh day you can join existing Shiva. And in that regard, halach sa kabbi shimon. Kerashbag betrefot etnan bnei ma'ayim shenikvu velechas utamtan. Right, so in chot shrefot, there's all kinds of different definitions of different parts of the animal that don't work, which causes to be a shrefa, that it will die within a year, and therefore it has the name of shrefa. So the Mishnah says, if the intestines are punctured, and then the animal will die, but lechas tamtan, but they're sealed with mucus, kshara, so its intestines will continue to work, and that's not considered trefa, tifri rashbag. Okay, so Rabbi Yochanan said the halacha is like rashbag in this dispute. Mai lecha, what exactly is this mucus that's sealing the holes in the intestines? Amav kana, shirka demaya, it's the fat of the intestines, de nafiga of duchka, that can be gotten out if you apply pressure. Amar mandahu, so someone once said, iske the asik, I wish that I will go to Israel, the Agmar Rishmatam Yipudin V'demarei, and I'll learn this statement from the person who said it. Kisalik, so when he finally went to Israel, Ashkei l'Rabba B'Breid R'Rabbi Chiya B'Rabba, Amarei Amar Mar Al-Hak Rashbag, B'Trefot. So he asked Rabbi Abba B'Breid R'Rabbi Chiya B'Rabba, who, according to the second version of the story, is the person who asked Rabbi Zeira what the Halacha is. So this person asked, Rabbi Abba, did you really say halacha like Rashbag? Amolei ana ein halacha amrei. I said halacha is not like Rashbag. Okay. So this person continued asking, Rabbi Shimon Bavel Mai, if that part of the story is wrong, will you also put like Rabbi Shimon? Amolei amama halacha kashbag. Sorry. Amolei plukta. Ninu. It's machoket. Did marachista amar halacha, v'chanam abiyochan halacha, v'chanam amar ein halacha. Okay. So that's the end of the story. And the Gemara concludes, ein halacha kashbag b'tefot. Okay, so halacha is not like Rashbag, contrary to what the original statement of Rabbi Yochanan was, but halacha is like Rabbi Shimon, because we always make Mekel and Avelut. Fine. From here to the end of the daf is more Hilchot Avel, with an emphasis on the differences between Avelut for your parents and regular Avelut. So if you hurry up to bury the person, that's Meshubach, that's good. But when it comes to your parents, it's not good. You should dafka wait with the burial, because before the burial is the strongest stage of Avelut, and we want to prolong that when it comes to your parents. If it's Erev Shabbos or Erev Yom Tov and you're in a hurry, then yes, it's good to bury your parents quickly and not have to bury them only after Shabbos and Yom Tov. Because after all, the goal of burying them quickly is for their own kavod. Right, so we learned already a couple of times that an avel is still melacha, but it's allowed if it's the varaved or if someone else is doing it. So when it's allowed, you can choose not to do it, but there's no obligation. But when your parents pass away, even when on the certain cases where you're allowed to do melacha, it's still better not to. When it comes to a regular avel, if he wants, he can expose his shoulder. He doesn't have to. But when it comes to your parents, you have to expose your shoulder. You have to take your garment off your shoulder. So there's a story of one gadol ador who wanted to. His father passed away. And he wanted to expose his shoulder. And gadol ador who's with him to show sympathy wanted to also expose his shoulder. So the first gadol ador who didn't want the second gadol ador to have to expose his shoulder didn't expose his shoulder either. Okay, so the story was about Rebbe. He was an avel and he didn't want to trouble Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha. And a different version is the other way around. So we're asked, if you say that it was Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha who was avel, and he didn't want to bother Rebbe to also have to expose his shoulders, and that's why he avoided doing it, fine, that makes sense. But if the story is about Rebbe being an avel and not wanting to bother Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha, then the story makes no sense. Rashbag Nasi Hava, right? Rebbe's father, who would be avel for, is Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, who was the Nasi. And when the Nasi passes away, everyone has to expose the shoulder. So it doesn't make sense that Rebbe would avoid exposing the shoulder, so he wouldn't. So that also Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha wouldn't have to expose the shoulder. He has to expose the shoulder anyways, because when the Nasi passes away, everyone is in Avelut. Kasha, and there's a kushya on that version of the story. Fine. And Tosafot points out the story does not contradict the halacha we said before, right? The halacha that you have to be close to your parents is true. The story is demonstrating that sometimes there can be other reasons to not do it. Like if there's a gadol ador with you who wants to be chaletz if you're chaletz, so you don't need to be chaletz. Okay, so when it comes to regular avel, 30 days are over, you can cut your hair. You have to not cut your hair until your friends start telling you off that it's too long. A regular avel, after the 30, you can go to a party. You have to wait till the end of 12 months, and only then you can go to parties. The parties in question here are just having social events with your friends. And therefore what? So it's a question how you medayek. Rashi tells the medayek, simchat meraot you're allowed after 12 months or after 30 days, but simchat mitzvah, like a wedding, you're not allowed even after that. And the Rashash says that doesn't make any sense. Why would there be more Yisurim after the Shoshim and after the 12 months? So the Ritva explains the other way around, that davka simchat meraot, you have to wait 30 days or 12 months, but simchat mitzvah, since it's a mitzvah, you can do it even within those time periods. Fine. So we're asked, "Meitivei v'lesimcha ulemeraot shoshim yom." So we see in the Brayta that simcha and meraot are two separate things. Simcha must be simchat mitzvah, and meraot is with your friends. Kasha, and it's a kushia on Rabbi Chana who said that the machlok is only about simchat meraot. Amema matnei hachi. Amema gave a more makel version of the halacha. Amar bachana zuchad mechot mutar leknes le'altar. The discussion before of 30 days and 12 months is talking about simchat mitzvah. But when it comes to a simcha of just having a meal with your friends, then that you can do immediately. V'atanya simcha shoshim unimorot shoshim. But the Braita says you have to wait 30 days. Okay, so there's two different stages of, or two different kinds of parties, right? Because what would they do? They would have the friends, a group of friends would take turns, and everyone on his turn would throw a party for everyone else. Okay? So if you're the Arisuta, if you're initiating it, you're starting out the cycle, then that's not allowed until after the Shloshim. If it's Puranuta, if the cycle already started and it's reached your turn and you're in a Vel, then you're allowed to do it even within the Shloshim or Yud Bet Chodesh. Next halacha. Akol Metim Kulam Koret Tefach. You have to tear one tefach of your clothes. You have to expose your chest. Amar Bibao Maikra was the source that you need to tear a tefach. Right, so David grabbed his clothing and tore them in Avelut. To grab your clothing is a tefach, because your fist is a tefach. So if you grab a clothing, you're grabbing at least a fist worth of clothing. So when it comes to doing the Kriyat Lamet, you just tear the upper garment. You have to tear all of them, because as we said, you have to expose your chest. If there's something on your head that's also covering your body, then you don't have to tear that. Also, women have to do this, but Rabbi Shimon Azomer, Haisha Kot Tachton, Machzerto Lachoya, Bechozerot Vekorat Et Ha'Elyon. So, if you don't want to have any women with an exposed chest, so she tears her undergarment, then turns it around, so that it tears at the back, and then tears the upper garment. You can choose to tear at the bottom, at the hem of the clothing, or you can just tear at the neck. Even though when you tear the neck, it's not as clear that it's a tear, it might just be a very large neck. That's allowed. Right, when it comes to pairs, you have to tear at the bottom, at the hem, to make it clear that it's a kriya element. Rabbi says, this is not a din in parents. All kriyot of avelut have to be done at the bottom, because when you're just expanding the neck, then it's not a real kera. It's not clear, it's not apparent that you're actually tearing your clothes. What's the source? When Elisha sees Eliyahu going up, and he's avel for Eliyahu's departure, he tears his clothing in two. When you tear, it's always in two. Why does Torah say he tore it in two? It has to look like he tore it in two. In other words, it has to be a tear that's clear that it's a tear at the bottom, at the hem, and not just opening the neckline. So a regular avelut, after 7 days, can already kind of fix up the tear with some kind of rough stitches, and you can sew it up nicely after the shloshim. You can close the tear after 30, and you can never stitch it nicely. The woman can immediately fix up the, with at least with rough stitches, fix the tear, because she does not want to be exposing herself. So a regular avel, you can tear it with your hand or with a kli. Vivimo has done that with a yad, the difference being that when you tear it with a kli, it's much easier to fix later. When you tear it with your hand, then it's probably going to be kind of rough and uneven and hard to fix. Right, so when it comes to regular people, you can choose to tear one of your undergarments. When it comes to vivimo, it has to be the outer garment and be seen. Also, when the NC passes away and everyone does Kriya Lamet, then it also has to be the Beged Chitzon. So there's a Braita which lists all kinds of other people you need to avelut for. Av Beit Din, Nasi, your teacher. And the Braita says they would compare to your parents regarding the halacha we just said about Ichui, that you only fix it after 30 days and never fix it properly. My love for Nasi, so lechora we can write the diak from the Braita that also Nasi is compared to your parents regarding the halacha of Yichui, not regarding the halacha of undergarments or outer garments. So Gemara says, not about Nasiya. No, the Braita was not referring to Nasi. So Gemara tells a story about that. Nasiya Shachiv, the Nasi once passed away. Amar Rav Chisda le Rav Nachman Barami, kafi asita, flip the nearby mortar, v'kumala, and stand on it, v'achvei kriya le'alma, and tear publicly so everyone can see. So everyone will know that you have to do a kriya for the nasi. Al chacham cholitz miyamin, al af beit din mismol, al nasi mikan mikan. Okay, so af beit, or chacham, you have to expose your left shoulder, or your right shoulder, for the af beit din who passes away. expose your left shoulder, and if Nesi passes away, you have to expose both. So.